grateful for your continued support of this inspirational moment that happens each Tuesday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. I know that many of you are already up and about and moving around and getting ready for what yet lies ahead in this day that God has afforded us to be a part of his plan. And here it is, the 27th day of February. And normally we would be looking at another day, but there are two more days. Some call it leap year, but we have 29 days in February. And so you have an opportunity to take advantage of another day in this year that God has given us. If you are still around at the end of the year, you can say that it was 366 days. But we praise God for this day. And we're certainly grateful for him sustaining us and for his keeping power. And we understand clearly that God is in control and that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof and the world and they that dwell therein. Well, as I was meditating and deliberating this morning over what I would share, the Lord led me to a word found in Galatians, a very familiar passage of scripture, the 6th chapter in verse number 9. I'm reading from the English Standard Version of the Bible, and it says, "Let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up." Yeah, let us not grow weary in doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up or we do not faint. You know, we're still in the midst of a new year, and many of us have settled back into our old ways of doing things. Some of us have not completely cut our ties from 2023, and we find ourselves going through the motions and yet missing the harvest. You know, our theme for this year is the year of an abundant harvest, doing more in 2024. That's our theme around ATOP this year. And God has smiled upon us. God has blessed tremendously. God has opened up the windows of heaven and poured out blessings individually as well as corporately. We've gone through a fast and we're getting ready to decree a fast for our leadership here in the coming weeks. And we've gone through revival. We've had our friends come from afar to celebrate with us just on this past Sunday. And what a time it was. But many of us have really kind of settled in to what we were accustomed to doing last year, when the challenge is high, when the bar has been set for us to do more in 2024. So some of us have going through the motions. By that, I mean you show up and then you just have no expectation. You have no desire to see anything happen. You try to do your best to be present, but your expectation level is low, and you don't think anybody's going to join the church. You don't believe people are going to come forth and give their life to the Lord. You don't even invite anybody to come and share in the worship experience when you see how God is moving. And you know, even if you miss a Sunday, you might miss out on the mighty move of God. But what are you saying, preacher? I'm saying, stop going through the motions. Start standing on tiptoe and living a life of expectancy. Start believing God for new souls. Start witnessing. Start inviting people to come and be a part of us accomplishing the goal. For the harvest is still plentiful, but the laborers are few. We still need laborers in the vineyard that we might produce what God has already set in front of us. I don't want you to miss your harvest. That's what I'm trying to get you to see. I don't want you to miss what God has in store for you, because he's a God of more. He has promised that he would give us more. He has told us in his word that the thief cometh not but to steal, kill, and destroy. But here's what he says: I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. So God wants to give us more. Paul reminds us that eyes haven't even seen, ears haven't heard, neither have they entered into the heart of men, the things that God has prepared for those who love him. I know we love God. I know we're in love with God. I know we want to do our best to please God. But sometimes we get stuck in going through the motions and end up missing our harvest. So here's what I want to tell you, a word of encouragement, a word of challenge, a word of direction for us today is your season will come. Yeah, your season is going to come. Sometimes we get weary in well-doing and we give up and we want to faint. Many times we want to throw in the towel. Some of us have lost our enthusiasm and our energy and a burning desire to be about the kingdom work. But I want to tell you today not to grow weary. Hang on in there a little while longer because help is on the way. And your season will come. One of the principles we must always remember is that there is seed time and harvest. That's seed time and harvest. And in Genesis, the 8th chapter, in verse 22, it says, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. That's what the word says. In other words, the principle of seed time and harvest, first of all, was established by God and will be in effect as long as we're on the earth. So what are you saying, Reverend? I'm saying we might as well get busy. We might as well do what God has called forth for us to do, because the cycle of seed time and harvest time will always be in effect. And what you sow, that's what you're going to reap, just as sure as December cold is going to turn into July's heat, just as sure as the seasons are going to change and we're going through a seasonal change now. You can experience both day and night, and there are 24 hours in the day, and praise God for the 29th day that we've been afforded here in February. So there's no need for us to be envious or jealous or of anyone else's harvest, but I want to encourage you to keep on doing well. Here it is, just a second. We're going into the third month of this new year. Keep on doing well. Keep on sowing. Keep on planting. Keep on trusting God. Keep on believing God. Keep on standing on tiptoe in anticipation for a mighty move of God. First of all, in your life, and then in the corporate life of the church. I believe God's going to do something powerful in my life. I believe that something great is going to come down the pike. I believe that something powerful is going to happen. Hear me today, because I thank God for what he's already done in my life. I praise him for what he's doing right now. But I live in a spirit of expectancy, knowing that he's going to do something even better. Isn't that something? And here it is. It's going to be big. Yeah, it's going to be big. Eyes haven't seen what God has in store. So Paul reminds this church in Galatia. He says, let us not grow weary doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. Don't give up. That's your word for the day. Don't give up. Because two verses prior, Paul explained seed time and harvest. He says, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. This is Galatians 6 and 7. Whatsoever one sows, that shall he also reap. So then the challenge for us today on this, the 27th day of February, like the challenge was for the people in Galatia and for us going forward. The challenge many times for us is not to give up. Trust the timing of God. And for we, so we can receive the promise that he's already set in motion. God has already put some things in motion on your behalf. You got to see it through. You got to make sure that you don't, as you walk into your destiny, that you keep your eyes fixed on the destination and never allow to be sidetracked by your circumstances or the situation that you find yourself in. Many times what you believe in God for may not align with what you're seeing in the natural. But I want to encourage you today to hold on to see what the end is going to be like. Continue to do the good work. That if nobody calls your name, continue to press toward the mark. If nobody recognizes you, if nobody says what a great job you're doing, keep on showing up, keep on teaching, keep on preaching, keep on witnessing, keep on letting your light so shine, keep on standing on tiptoe with the spirit of expectancy that God is going to add to the church daily, such as should be saved. And so here it is, this is a wonderful blessing in just waiting on God And it's a wonderful blessing awaiting you when you trust the timing of God. Your seeds and your investments have not been in vain. Some have been planted and you're looking out the window every day expecting your harvest. I want to let you know that your seeds and your investments have not been in vain. You have to walk in the principle and know that it's going to come to fruition for those who have faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Continue to believe God and know that your season will come. Let's pray. God, we thank you for this day. We thank you that you are the creator of time and everything under the sun. Help us, O God, to sow our seeds wisely and have the patience to see them grow into fruition. And so, God, we give you praise in advance for what you're doing and how things are yet materializing even when we don't see them coming. And so we bless you and we honor you. We thank you for the faithfulness of your people, the dedication and the commitment and the loyalty of those who are continuing to remain steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. And so now we pray your choicest blessing to be upon us as we continue to press toward the mark. God, we know that many are hurting, many are in desperate need of you to show yourself strong on their behalf. God, we pray even this day, the 27th day of February, that you will reveal some powerful things and give that person who's about to give up the strength and the energy they need to continue to press forward. God, you brought us from a mighty long way and you continue to bless us. We pray that we don't go through the motions and end up missing the harvest. And so we thank you now for what you're about to do, and we stand on tiptoe, believing that it shall come to pass. So for those who are grieving today, we pray your blessings. Those who are struggling and straining, we ask that you will strengthen. Those who are going through rehab and recovery, we pray the Lord that you would just encourage their hearts and lift up their bowed down head. Those who are missing loved ones, we pray that you would just increase their faith and give them a boldness and a sure determination to run on a little while longer. And help us all to realize that our season will come. So we give you praise in advance for what you're about to do. We love you and we honor you. It's in the powerful and marvelous and matchless name of Jesus, even the risen Christ, we pray. And those who love God said amen. Well, we give God praise today. Don't forget now, the playback number is 605-475-3228. And I hope you have a fantastic day today. Keep those spiritual antennas up today as you make your way. I believe God's going to use you to be a blessing to somebody else. But after all, we've been blessed to be a blessing. And we've been loved by God that we might love somebody else. So be encouraged. Until next time, you be blessed.